Welcome to Ready to Resell, the ultimate podcast for anyone looking to unlock the secrets of successful reselling. Join your hosts Leah and Kayla as we deep dive into the dynamic world of reselling. Whether you're starting as a side hustle or aiming to build a full-time business, our podcast is your go-to resource for actionable advice and inspiration. Tune in and embark on this reselling journey with us. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Ready to Resell. I'm Leah, and I am here today with Kayla.
Hello, everyone.
And we are going to talk about the exciting world of shipping.
It's the only thing that is like the most important part of reselling.
It is. Well, it is exciting because if you are shipping something, that means you sold it.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
And that means money will be coming in shortly, so that's always exciting. But we are going to spend, this is an episode we're going to spend a lot of time on, and I feel like this one particularly, get a pad and paper out, because we are going to give you little gold nuggets here and there, lots of details, not just, hey, you need shipping supplies, which duh, we all need, but what kind of shipping supplies and those types of things as well. So the four main areas that we're going to break it down is you need tape, you need scale, you need some sort of label printer or labels of some sort, and you need your boxes or bags. And so those are the four main areas that we are going to focus on in your shipping supplies. Now, there's lots of other things that people put into their shipping supplies, but those, if you don't have that, it's not going out.
It's not going out, especially the label. You may have taped it up and boxed it, but it's not going
anywhere. It's not going anywhere. They'll take it, but it's not going to where it's supposed to go. So starting off with tape. Now, this, it's hard to talk about because it's super not exciting.
It's not sexy. It's not the sexy part of reselling, but we all know that this is like the work part of it.
So I will start off saying on all of these is that we ship a lot of things. We ship probably 100 packages a week. And so we're buying things in massive bulk, you know. So our pricing, I didn't want to give too many in a pricing because our pricing is going to be different than if you're just starting off and you're maybe shipping one item a week. You're going to buy things differently. You're not going to buy as much.
Right.
But we wanted to give you a lot of our trial and error. So for tape, the biggest thing is the size of the tape. So when you typically go to a store, if you're just going into Walmart and buying packing tape, most of the time it's about 2 inches. It could even be smaller. Those little red plastic, you know,
it has its own like cutter and dispenser.
It's all built in. We looked that up and that was 1.88. That's even smaller. You don't think about it, but the smaller the tape, typically the more tape you use on a box. I'll take the blame on that one. I accidentally bought 2-inch tape one time.
Well, we agreed to try it.
Yeah.
Remember, because it was on sale.
It's cheaper. 2-inch tape is cheaper than 3-inch tape.
Right.
And so we got it and, you know, one roll into it, we went, no.
No, because it required 2 strips of tape.
So when we're making a box, you had to put 2 over to really make it secure. So basically,
it's really taking up a lot of extra time.
So that's the biggest thing for us. The difference is finding one that is 3 inches. For us, we do a lot of boxes. It's just going to save a lot more time. There also is the thickness of the tape. You don't need that super, super heavy duty packing mailing tape that is really more expensive. You don't need that, but you don't want to get the super flimsy thin ones. Now, obviously, the thinner that it is, the cheaper it is.
Right.
You really want to find something in the middle. Just kind of, I would call it like quote unquote regular packing tape.
Yeah, you don't want to be taping your priority boxes with like Christmas present wrapping tape.
Yes.
Like the little scotch.
Do not get the little scotch. I have received boxes and it's taped up. Yes. I'm like, how did this arrive?
How did it make it to my house like this?
Do not do that.
Yes.
But I will say is, even if you're shipping a few items, buy it a little bit in bulk. So we were surprised that we were looking at, we pay, what was it? How much? I'm looking at your notes. $3.12 for one roll of tape. It's in bulk. We buy it in bulk, but it comes out to be about $3.12 for one roll. But that is 3 inches, and that's also 110 yards. Whereas if you went to the store, you went to Walmart right now and just bought one roll of packing tape, it was $6.48.
Right.
But that was 55 yards. So it's literally half the size, and it was 2 inches. So it's smaller, it's half the size on a roll, and it's double the price. So it's really like 4 times the price. So
yes,
if you are doing this as a side hustle, if you're doing this as a part-time job, go out and invest in buying a little bit more in bulk. I buy most of my shipping supplies on eBay. I find it's really easy. I find it actually cheaper than Amazon, and cheaper than going, you know, directly to the store. But find out, you know, in your bulk and what, however quantity you're doing, what it works for you. So,
yeah, and I feel like the people that sell things like that on eBay pretty constantly have that stuff.
Correct.
So if you find the tape that's a good price and you like it and it came in a timely manner, it was good quality, just keep buying that same tape.
Exactly.
Over
I had my same sellers that I just go back to time after time after. So,
and then you're also like feeding back into the reseller world.
Exactly. It's small. You know, it's a small business. It's not this giant conglomerate.
Exactly.
Necessarily. So, and then, so the second thing, so that's, is that the world of tape?
That's the world of tape. That's the world of tape. I think the most important thing of the tape is you just have to figure out what works best for your business, whether it's the 2-inch or the 3-inch, and looking at the price per roll and buying it in bulk.
And when you're comparing it side by side, make sure you're comparing the yardage of the tape side by side. Because sometimes when you pull up the prices, you're like, oh, this one's cheaper. And then you realize, oh, it's 55 yards versus 110 yards. Okay, maybe it's not cheaper.
Right.
So really
do a little bit of math.
Doing that and figuring it out. And I like what you said. Once you find something you like, stick with it and save yourself that time later.
Exactly.
So
I think the next thing also is we're going to talk about the scales.
Yes.
So there are two different types of scales, I think, commonly that you can purchase. One is an actual postage shipping scale, and the other one is like your home kitchen scale, where you're measuring more ounces than you are pounds. Now, if you're selling things like jewelry or makeup, maybe, you know, fingernail polish, things like that, that are really small, you could get away with just grabbing your scale out of your kitchen cabinet and using that. But if you're operating on a larger scale like us, a larger scale, we're talking about scales.
High five on that one.
That was a cute little pun. Was it a pun? Not really a pun, just funny. if you're using a postage scale, it's because you're doing 5-pound boxes, 15-pound boxes, things like that, heavier items that you're just not going to use your little glass kitchen scale for. It's just not the best use of your money there. Just buy a scale, a bigger scale. They're not super expensive.
They're not expensive.
And they last forever.
Oh, I've had mine for 10 years now, probably. And it still works fine. In the postage scales, the ones we have, and I'll put the one that I have in the comments below so you can read it, but it goes up to 70 pounds. So very rare.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to ship more than 70 pounds. That's pretty heavy.
That's pretty heavy. Yeah.
And they're small. They don't take up a lot of room. They're easy to use. And they're, what, $25-$30?
I feel like they cost the same as a nice kitchen scale, but it's also going to last a lot longer.
Now we're getting into the topics that are a little bit more in depth. First off is labels. And so when you're first starting off, I assume most of y'all are printing labels at home on your home computer. Maybe you're printing it at work and you shouldn't be, but that's not for us to discuss.
Ink is expensive.
But you're just printing it from a computer. From a printer. And that is what I did for a long, long time. You print it, you tape it to the box, you move on. It is more expensive. If you think about the cost of the paper, the cost of the ink, those types of things, that gets really, really expensive. So you got to be careful about that. A question that I got a couple weeks ago when we were doing a live chat with other resellers was, should I get a label maker? So I tell my story is I actually got a label maker from a business. I set up a business account with FedEx and they actually gave me a label maker. And for some reason, I don't know why, but it sat on my counter for probably about 2 months. I don't know why I didn't want to set it up. I'm one of those people like, I hate getting a new cell phone. I hate getting new stuff. I don't want to figure it out. And when I finally did, I went, why did I not do this earlier? Because having a true label maker is game changing when you're talking about the quantity that we are shipping out. It's faster.
Yes.
It is easier because once it comes off, you peel it off, it's sticker. You literally just slap that label on a box. You're not having to tape paper down. It's easier when you make mistakes, like whatever. And I feel like it's less wasteful because when I was printing labels on a piece of paper, you're really only fitting one on an entire sheet of paper, and there's a whole bunch of blank space down there.
Even if you're printing two, you have to sit with a pair of scissors
and cut it out.
And cut that out. Then you're using tape to tape it on the box.
Yes.
And if you're like me, you don't want the label to get wet. So you have to use like 6 or 7 strips of tape over that box.
Yes.
It's so much time, plus the ink, plus the paper, just to... And it's also like treat yourself.
Yes.
If you're running a business and you want to grow, we feel fancy with our label printer. Mm-hmm. It's nice. I mean, and then we flip it over, guess what, on the back of the sticker, and we use that to tell us where our item is, and it matches that label. So it also is like our inventory sheet.
Exactly. I like the idea of treating yourself, because it is one of those things that there's really no, I can't give you an exact number of you're shipping X number a week is when you should get a label maker. And also, I would just keep an eye out for a used one. Keep an eye out on eBay or Poshmark or Mercari mm-hmm. or some site that if there's probably going to be a used one that pops up. They really last forever. So if you don't know, the advantages of having a label maker is that it's a thermal label maker is what typically they're called. There's no ink. Mm-hmm. And so you never replace it. You have to clean it every now and then just because they kind of get goopy with the sticker tape coming yeah. through it. But
it comes with a little cleaning kit.
Ours did, at least. I assume if you had to buy one, they're super cheap. I don't think they were anything. It's just a sheet of paper that you run through it and basically smells like it has rubbing alcohol on it. Okay. But yeah, they last forever. They save you money in the long run because a roll of labels. So we buy ours in bulk, ours is a roll. Some of them are rolls and some of them are flat sheets. Mm-hmm. But we're spending less than $3.50 per roll. And that is 250 labels on a roll. So mm-hmm. you think about how many sheets of paper, 250 sheets of paper plus the ink on that. It's a lot more than $3.50.
I think one cartridge of ink gets you to 250.
Probably. They're just ridiculously expensive. Yes. So. And, you know, I had a problem with my home printer because now that I have a label maker at work, I don't use my home printer. And it sat there for too long and the ink dried up. And then it's turned into this giant mess. Basically, I just have to chunk it and get another one.
It also takes up a lot less space than your big printer. If you have a small desk.
Which most of us, you know, space is critical. It does. I mean, this is a teeny tiny thing versus a giant printer. So,
you know, I also have a side note, too. If you get yourself a nice sticker label printer, you can use that to label your bins. You can use that at home to mm-hmm. label your stuff in your closet. I mean, you can do organizational.
I know. Kayla's the organization person.
I'm just spiraling over here.
She just got all excited. Like, woo!
I'm like writing down other things I can use for it now. But you can use it in other ways than just printing your shipping labels. So for your business, it definitely can help you in other ways.
It makes sense. Once again, if you're shipping one item a week, you really don't want to invest the money into it, then don't worry about it. Print from your printer at home. Like I said, I did that for probably way too long, but it still works. But it is one of those things, as Kayla said, treat yourself. So we've covered tape. We've covered the scale. We've covered our labels, either label maker or printer, however you're doing it. Now comes the biggie is the boxes / bags.
What are you putting your sold items in to protect them?
They have to go into something.
They have to go in something. You cannot just tape them up in a Kroger bag and throw it in your mailbox.
Oh, speaking of which, oh my gosh, I'm going off. I bought, this is a whole other thing. For Christmas this year, I bought my husband Collins a really nice set of Fabergé whiskey glasses. These are expensive.
Yes.
And they came in a box. They come in their own box. It's a blue velvet box. The person didn't put that box in a box to send it. They literally took the box that the glasses came in and wrapped it in an Aldi bag, a blue Aldi bag, and taped it, the Aldi bag shut, and put a label on it. Now it arrived, but I was pissed because when you're buying something that is, it's not in production anymore, it's something I'm spending a little bit of money on, I want the box too. It's kind of like people that have shoes that are really expensive or hats or something, and they want the box that it comes in.
Yeah.
That's not a shipping box. It was a blue velvet box that they taped in all the... anyways.
What were the glasses in?
They were in the box.
Oh, okay.
So
but they didn't put the box in a box.
They didn't put the box that the, you know...
The glasses were...
The glasses come in a box, and it's not a cardboard box. It's a blue, nice velvet display box, and they just wrapped it in an Aldi bag.
And that's how it was delivered
to my house. And I got on the porch, so I went, what is that? And then...
This is that moment where you're like, do I leave a comment? Or do I not be that person?
I was going to, but then as my mom taught me growing up, sometimes you can't change stupid. And so I was like... it was one of those, whatever. I'm just moving on.
The glasses are fine. So everything, is the velvet box fine?
It was fine.
Good.
But it was just...
At least you got an Aldi bag.
I actually still use it.
Those are expensive.
They're not. Hey,
Speaking of cost,
it was a nice Aldi bag too. Thank you.
Can't blame her on her angle there, as we say we're cheap.
That leads us into not spending money, but buying or having bags and boxes that you ship your item in. Please don't just wrap it in an Aldi bag and ship it out.
It needs to be appropriate. Our little $9.99 Cat and Jack swim trunks that we're shipping can go in a cheap little poly mailer, and that's appropriate.
And that is appropriate.
But if we're going to ship you a glass, you know, $300 glass, we're going to package it properly for you. Yes.
So if you are selling exclusively on Poshmark, if you do not already know, I want to beat you over the head that you should be getting all of your shipping boxes and bags for free from the post office, which is the priority free postage.
Not the blue ones.
Not the blue ones, not the express, but the priority, the red and blue ones, which is confusing, but okay.
Yes.
They don't ask me my opinion at the post office.
An easy way to tell too is on the inside of most of the boxes, it says priority.
Versus express.
So you can't, and they do that so you can't, like we would try, is cut it and flip it inside out to use
They learn very quickly not to do that. So you can make a free account, go to USPS.gov, I guess.
I think it is .gov.
Okay, I was about to say .com, but I think it's .gov. Google USPS. Go to that.
You're on your own at this point.
Go to that site. Create a free account, and you can order free shipping supplies, and they literally deliver to your house. They also, what's nice is they have a multi-pack that you can get, which is one of each of the sizes. So if you're not, if you're new into this or you're not certain what sizes you need, go ahead and just get the one of each. We've been doing this for a long time, so we have probably four or five that we frequently get over and over and over again. We might deviate and get something different a little here and now, but it's pretty much the same sizes that we do. So.
It's so easy to order them. I also love that they have the stickers.
Yes.
The priority stickers. So if you do have to send something that's like weird shaped and you've got it in like a diaper box, you can cover each side with a little priority label sticker, and they know that. They also have the free priority bubble wrapped bags. Yes. Which are amazing if you've got something like a necklace. You don't just want it loose.
In a bag.
I've ordered a necklace on Poshmark before, and they actually taped the necklace to the inside of the bubble-wrapped bag so that it wasn't shaking around in the bag and my necklace wasn't tangled when I got it. They opened the bag, cut it open, taped my necklace down, and they taped the bag back shut.
That's a great idea.
It was really cool.
I like that
idea. It was a cheap necklace, but I appreciate the effort.
Yeah, because you didn't want to get it, and it looks like Christmas lights, and you're like, well, I'm chunking this. I'm not even going to spend the time to deal with this. This is going in the
Christmas
trash.
Christmas lights is like the best description ever I've seen of that. And then it goes in the trash.
And then it goes in the trash.
Like I did this year.
I would say the most common size boxes that we use are the large priority box. It's I'll look it up and I'll put it in the comments about the exact name of it because it has some weird name. But it's just a big, it's a regular size box. It's the largest one. And we use that basically for most of our stuff. They're also fantastic is if you have a larger item, like a pair of boots that come in a big box, you can double box those together. So you can put one on top of the other and make it a taller box if you need a little bit more height on something. We also use what the post office calls the shoe box. We use that a lot more in the spring and summer because they perfectly fit sandals, a box of sandals,
women's
shoes. So that's a good size for that. What other sizes that do we use quite often?
We use the flat rate.
Yes.
Often.
We do. And just so you know, and I know this is a big discussion out there. If you sell on Poshmark, you can use the flat rate and what they used to call regional rate, but they've actually gotten rid of it. We still have some of those boxes too.
We do.
You can use the flat rate boxes and it doesn't cost you any more. It doesn't change the price. It's still the same with Poshmark. Now that doesn't count if you are an eBay or a Mercari or a Depop or Amazon or seller, something like that. It will change the price. A flat rate will have a flat rate, but on Poshmark it doesn't change. So, which is really nice because those flat rate sizes are really good kind of like middle sizes.
Yes.
For things.
Also, here's some free advice. Poshmark does have the 5-pound max rule. That does not mean you can send a 7-pound box in the flat rate box and not get charged extra.
Yes.
The weight is the weight is the weight on Poshmark. Doesn't matter what box it is. You cannot go over 5 pounds per box on Poshmark if you're using the free you got to use the free priority boxes, but it doesn't matter what box you put it in. It can't weigh more than 5 pounds. It's still the same weight.
Exactly. That's very good. And that, hence why you need to scale even if you sell on Poshmark.
Exactly. So just to check yourself, just to be sure.
Exactly. Having what other priority? I love the bubble wrap. They have just the regular bags. Those we use all the time too. Be careful when you're ordering. I could tell my mess up that I made.
With the small boxes, tiny boxes so that we still have 500 of.
So we order the large priority boxes. That's our main box we use. So I order the salmon packs of 25. I typically get 5 packs of 25 at a time. And we get that probably once every other week, tops.
Yeah.
I mean, every 10 days I'm ordering that. So we go through a lot of these boxes. And one day, and this was at Christmas time. So
we were out of boxes.
We were out of boxes. I was behind ordering. And at Christmas, there's always a delay. So if you're listening to this closer to the holidays, prepare yourself. Get your boxes early because there's always at least a week or two delay in getting your boxes. And I ordered. And I'm like, why aren't they coming? Why aren't they coming? And they finally came. And I was like, yay, she's here with our boxes. And I walk out and I go, what are these? And these itty bitty packs of boxes. And I had ordered, it looks exactly the same on the pictures on the website, but these itty bitty boxes that were what?
If you can imagine just a box that holds like 2 coffee cups.
Maybe. 2.
Maybe.
1. I mean, it was like,
it's small.
4 inches by 4 inches.
And we got about 300 of them.
Who was like, oh, so, well, I got to turn around and reorder our boxes.
So just, and immediately went to the post office to get the boxes we needed.
Yeah. And that's a good point, too, is you can always go to a post office and they will have those free shipping supplies. Now, they don't have them in giant bulk, but if you need to get a few boxes here and there, or if you just want to go test out a couple of sizes to see, do I want these or not, you can go to the post office and get those.
Yes, so, exactly.
Those are good ones. Other places to get boxes.
So also, if you are selling on all platforms, you can do this. Even if you're selling on Poshmark, don't think that all of your stuff has to be in a priority box. That's just a convenience for you. But you can ship them in anything. We send a lot of stuff in diaper boxes.
We're two moms. We buy a lot of diaper boxes.
A lot of diaper boxes. Wipes that we get from Sam's and Costco and things like that. We use those boxes. Our own Amazon orders.
I'm not pointing any fingers right now, but it's not me. Of who orders a lot from Amazon. Yes. And he's always coming in with 1,000 Amazon boxes.
I have a problem. I do remove the tape and all of the logos and things like that, and we reuse those boxes. But also sourcing locally. I can't tell you, you have your local Buy Nothing group on Facebook where you can buy, sell, trade. There's also the ones where people give, where you can get on and look and just search the code word boxes, and a lot of people will say, hey, we just moved into our house. We have like 30 empty boxes. Someone come break these down and you can have them. Mm-hmm. We get a lot of boxes that way. I can't tell you how many times I'm like, babe, pull the car over. And he's like, what? He's like, you're not going through their trash. I'm like, no, that's a perfectly good box and it's about to rain. I'm getting that box. It's their trash. It's my treasure. And I'm like, that's a perfectly good box. And then we use it. But you have to think about ways to save because all of that gets factored into your cost.
Yes. Well, and once again, it's what you're selling. We sell a good low to mid range items. We're not selling big designer purses and fur coats and things like that are really expensive.
No.
If you're selling more expensive items, you probably don't want to ship that Louis Vuitton purse in a diaper box. Just throwing that out.
Unless
there.
The tissue paper is gold. Yes.
So,
but also our stuff is brand new with tags. Yes. Also, and most of it's in a manufacturing bag.
Correct.
So we have like an extra layer of protection. Mm-hmm. Of course, if we're shipping something expensive, we'll probably wrap it up nice and neat before it goes in the box anyways, but you know, don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
So
I always figure you're going to throw away whatever shipping package came in anyways or recycle it. So it doesn't have to be gorgeous.
No.
But it kind of does depend on the level that you are selling things at.
Exactly.
And also the quantity. Once again, we're selling a lot of items. And so we're trying to keep
our bulk packages.
Trying to keep our costs as low as possible.
Exactly.
So, and that kind of goes into our last topic on this, which is the poly mailers. So poly mailers are those plastic bags that, you know, think Amazon, that you get your packages in.
Mm-hmm.
So poly mailer sometimes people put it as one word and sometimes people put it as two. Google doesn't care. But that's the technical term if you're searching for it to purchase them. You're going to need those more if you are selling on a site that you have like a weighted shipping or the seller paid shipping. So an eBay, a Mercari, those types of things is where you're going to use your polymailers. Not as much on Poshmark. We do every once in a while when we have really big items or we're trying to keep that weight under 5 pounds, it works really well. We have a lot of, someone buys a big bulk of clothes and it's close to 5 pounds, you don't want to put it in a box because that box is going to add basically a pound to it. So,
or big pairs of shoes that, yes, we want to keep them in the box, we can put that box in a bag and versus ship it, putting it in two boxes
if it goes over the weight. So, right. But mainly if you're just on Poshmark, it's not something that you're going to have to go buy a whole bunch of. But if you are selling on eBay or Mercari, like I said, some other site like that, it is something you need to invest in. The three main sizes that I find that we use a lot, the smallest one is the 9x12. Those are really good for just like your little everyday items. A t-shirt fits really well in them. Just a pair, like I said, a kid's swim trunk, something like that. Mm-hmm. You're just fitting one little tiny item and it works great. The most common size in poly mailers are 10x13. Kind of think of like a bigger sheet of paper or something, you know. A legal size sheet of paper, I guess. It's a little bit bigger. And those fit basically everything, we mm-hmm. feel like. And then we have big bags, which for us are the 19x24s. Those are the ones that we use if you're shipping a box of boots mm-hmm. or big coats and things like that, that we're shipping our big items in. That is what we have those big. Now, so if you don't ship big items, then don't buy the big poly mailers.
Right.
Obviously, when you're purchasing them, the smaller sizes are cheaper than the bigger sizes because of the quantity of the plastic that you were using. So factor that in, is what are you selling the most frequently, and find bags that fit that. They do have bags that are smaller. I think they go down to like 6x9 or even smaller. I accidentally bought those one time and it took us forever to get rid of them.
Yes.
Because, I mean, if you're selling jewelry, makeup, little tiny things, perfect. Throw those in.
But you still even need room to add some padding in there. And those are, I mean, you think 6x9, that's a pretty good size. It's not when you put something in it.
Exactly.
It's laying flat on the table unused is 6x9. Exactly. You put something in it, it becomes a 4x3 really fast.
That is very, very good. Yeah. So if you're measuring something, if you have something rigid and hard and you're like, oh, I have a book and it's 6x9, it will not fit in a 6x9 poly mailer.
There's no height.
Yes. You got to factor that into it. So that is very good. And they do have poly mailers that are bigger if you need it really, really big, but those get very expensive very quickly. So
I also think if you have items like, we have those Rachel Ray ramekins and they come in a manufacturing sealed box, which is a sturdy box, and they're taped and perfectly packaged in styrofoam.
Yes.
So sometimes if we want to save on weight and not put it in another box, we put it in a bag.
And that
because
be
it's already protected and we know it's going to get there safe.
Yes. I mean, you do
as long as they don't run it over with their mail truck.
Well, that happens sometimes.
It happens at least 1 out of 3 times.
you got to take that into factor of like what you are selling. So when we say we put a shoebox in a bag, it's a Mossimo pair of boots. The person who's getting these boots are not going to keep that box. And right. So if the box gets squished, but the shoes are protected, then that's fine. They don't care. But once again, if you're selling expensive shoes and the person wants to keep that box, you know, to put in their closet and that type, then you don't want to throw that in a bag because there's no protection of it.
Right.
So it's that give and take on how much you're going to spend, but how much are you selling your items for? When you are buying your bags, not only does the size of the bag determine the cost, but the weight of the bag. So that was something that I had to play around with for a really long time. So they call the weight mil, M-I-L, which I think, I don't know what it stands for. I would say millimeters maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know, but they do it as mil, M-I-L. And that is the weight or the thickness of the bag. I find for myself personally, I do not get below 2.0 mil. I typically stay between 2.0 and 2.5. And that for me is a really sweet spot on that thickness of it. If you go below 2, I find they're really thin and they rip really easy. Now, if you are someone who just sells the same t-shirt over and over again, there's no hard edges or anything that's going to poke it, yeah, you could probably get away with a little bit less than that, but I would be very cautious because once again, the post office is taking your bag and just tap dancing on it or something. So you never know what's going to happen to it. If you don't necessarily need to go above 2.5 unless you're shipping something that you know has sharp corners that could rip or tear it. Did you look it up?
I looked it up. So we're going to get schooled today.
Okay.
Plastic sheeting is a measurement in mils. A mil is a measurement that equals 1/1000th of an inch or 0.001 inch. 1 mil also equals 0.0254 millimeter. Thus, a mil is not the same thickness as a millimeter.
Mind blown.
We just got schooled.
That's so really cool. Okay.
Now we know. And that's just a simple little Google there.
There you go. Well, that makes sense because they didn't put mm, which is millimeter. They put mil.
Right.
So it's its own unit of measurement. That's really cool.
Neat.
Light bulb. There you go. So that's just something. Now, obviously, the lower the mil, the cheaper it is because it's using less thickness, less plastic. The higher the mil, the more expensive. So you got to factor that in. Like I said, my sweet spot's between that 2.5. Is where I found that things don't get as damaged.
Exactly.
And just like any shipping supplies, whether you're buying tape, whether you're buying labels, whether you're buying the poly mailers, the more you buy, the more in bulk, the cheaper it is. It's, as Kayla, you were saying earlier, it's the Costco, it's the Sam's.
Right.
Of the, you know, the bulk world. The more you buy, the cheaper it is. But you just have to factor that into your cost of how much are you really shipping? You don't want to, we buy our bags about 250 at a time, but we're shipping a lot. If you are shipping one item a week and maybe one item a month in a bag, you don't want to buy 250 bags. It's going to last you your entire life. So
yes.
Yes.
Maybe find a middle ground, but also it's like I say, and I rant about this all the time. Don't just look at your weekly and monthly sales. Mm. Look at your annual cost. If that package is going to last you all year and you don't have to stress about it, and it's cheaper to buy it in a bigger bag, go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
And like you said, just like with the tape and just like in the labels or the boxes too, you can buy the multi-pack.
Oh,
that
yes.
gives you a bunch of different size bags. And you can say, okay, this is the bag that has worked best for me. Okay, let me go back to my order. Let me see what size this one was. And then I'm going to go find that size in bulk. And then you're done. So sometimes a lot of this, if you're just getting started, is kind of trial and error until you figure out what works best for you.
And that's what I've done over the years, is that trial and error, figuring out sizes, figuring out thickness, figuring out quantities to buy. And it changes. Different times of the seasons, we go through different size boxes and different size bags, depending on what we're, you know, winter is boots and coats and heavy sweaters. So it's bigger stuff. Summer, it's teeny tiny bikinis. So you can
unfortunately, it sure is.
You can get away with smaller bags and boxes.
Still wearing my hoodie this summer. No one judge. Thank you.
So I think, you know, when you're talking about getting your shipping supplies, and Kayla's always the one who is hounding us, which is what we all need, is time is money. Factor in that time and really spend the time up front to get the best things at the cheapest prices and then just get it over and over again. Yes. And save yourself that time, because that handling cost adds up and you just got to factor that in. The very last thing I want to talk about, which doesn't have to do with the four pieces, but I'm going to say it now and I'll probably say it again in another episode because it's so important, is there are other sites out there that have cheaper shipping options. So the one we use, and I'm not getting paid for this, but if you would like to pay
although me, you should.
Contact me, Leah, at paperclip47, is pirateship.com. So like a pirate, you know,
Arr,
mateys, pirateship.com. It's free to use. You create an account for free, and just like any shipping site, you would put in the two, you know, from me to you, and you put all the information in, and it calculates across all shipping services. Well, mainly UPS and USPS. So the post office and UPS is the two main ones, but it will calculate the cheapest shipping cost. And that, especially the post office one, is cheaper than if you went to the post office by 10 to 15%.
Wow, that's a lot.
It's a lot of money. And then the UPS ones are good if you are doing bigger boxes or weight or size bigger. Those UPS ones are really good prices on the pirate ship. It's free to use. At least just get an account
and
try it.
It's free to use. And we are always shocked by what package, because 1 inch makes a difference on a box. The weight makes a huge difference by ounces. And you just have to get in there and play and figure out what's cheaper. But we're talking like sometimes a $10 difference.
Yes.
Between, you know, FedEx or UPS or something to send one package. That's a lot of profit.
That's a lot of money. That you're losing
by not doing the research before you send it.
And we use it all the time outside of business. If I'm shipping Christmas boxes. Of course, my family now knows this. And so they drop me off all their packages that they're sending to their kids and grandkids across the country. And like, hey, ship this for me.
That's why I don't tell my family what I do.
It is significantly, I mean, we're talking big boxes. You can save $20, $30 versus if you took this box into a FedEx store or into the post office. So yeah, really play around with those numbers because it is a great source of saving money. So,
and using the USPS free pickup service is also a big
help.
Completely
forgot about
that. While you're there, create an account, put your address in there. If you're shipping from home, you know, they don't usually come up to your door. You have to request a pickup, but it's so easy. You just go right in there.
It's free.
And it's free. They will come and get all of your packages. Then you build that relationship like we have with our mail person. And they just come by and they, hey, how many sales you have today? They grab your boxes.
Yes.
And you're done, especially if you're shipping from home. Now, if you're, you know, you're at your husband's office and that's where your kind of little reseller gig is and the mail person already comes in and takes it, then you're good to go. Then you don't have to schedule it. But we didn't know that for a long time. And so now if we have to bring our packages home, like we were stuck at home for ice week, we brought packages home. And then as soon as the roads were cleared, mail lady came by and picked up all our stuff.
So the two free accounts you should get is the USPS, which is the post office free account. That's where you get free priority shipping supplies and you get free pickups. And the other one is Pirate Ship. And that's where it compares prices with the post office and UPS. And you can get much cheaper rates than you can get in stores. And those are both free and both will save you a ton of time and a ton of money.
Yes.
So hopefully you got a lot of good notes today. I know we've gone into way more detail than you ever thought possible in shipping supplies. But these are...
I know, I thought this was going to be a short episode, but you're right. It's a lot of stuff and it's so important.
It is.
Because pennies can turn into tens of dollars so fast.
And it's not even just pennies. When you're talking about saving 50 cents, a dollar, $10 here, that might be all the profit you made in that item.
True.
So, you know, really spend the time up front, get your shipping supplies under control. Which ones are you getting? What sizes? All of that. And then you just get it back to back to back. But this was our trial and error that we did over many, many years.
Yes.
If you have any questions and any comments, please reach out to us. We'll be happy to answer. I'll try to put in the comments a lot of the common things that I get and the sizes and stuff too, but hopefully you took notes.
Yes.
Or re-listen to the episode and you get to hear it again.
Yes. And don't forget to follow us on social media. We would love for you to check out our Instagram and Facebook pages. Happy reselling.
Happy reselling. Thank you so much for listening to Ready to Resell. We are so excited to go on this reselling journey with you as you grow your business. Please check out readytoresell.com. It is our reseller hub that has our social media. You can browse bulk inventory to purchase, has been in our inventory app, and also ways to contact us with questions or suggestions for future episodes. Happy reselling!